The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for dispute resolution and many other halachic services at 888-485-VAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Sanhedrin Daf Nun Beis, the Gemara talks about the Isser of B'chukaseim Leiselechu. The halachas of this Isser, B'chukaseim Leiselechu, are in Shulchan Aruch Yerideas, Mikuf Ayin Ches. An interesting inyan that's mentioned over there at the end of the Simen, the Ramon Sif Gimel. The Ramon says as follows, Hagot Yesh B'chaymois, She'nohagu La'arech Shulchan. There are places that have a minhag that they set up, they arrange a table. They put out food. They do this the night before a bris milah. Dr. Amma, this is Osir, the Pasuk says, Navi, that that they set up a table for God, is Avodah Zarah. So, people doing this before the bris milah, is daima to this minig, to this chukas hagoy, chukas avay dezara, and therefore it's also. Yesh v'ze isa misha ma'orcha magad shulchan. Then the Ramah says, ava olarech mito l'mazal hatinik, but to set up a bed for the mazal hatinik, yesh matirin. That's mutter. So I don't know what exactly this arichas mito is, but arichas shulchan certainly sounds awfully similar to a very prevalent minig known as vachnacht, that people set up tables with food, and they have a suda the night before the bris milah. So it would seem that the Ramah is saying before us over here that you're not allowed to do that. So how are you talking? That's mini gistrol. That the Ramah is saying is an issa deraisa. So the answer is very simple. If you look at the shach over here, Sifkat and Vav, he says as follows. Even though the Ramah says yesh b'zei issa, zokta b'de shach mikol makai. However, mashenoygin ba'arot yisraelu, the custom that we have in our lands, she'oisin suda b'layla shalomachem alen hatinik, we make a suda the night before the tinik. You notice the Ramah didn't say anything about a suda. He said you put out food. So normally you assume if there's food being put out, people are going to eat the food. But the Shach draws a very strong distinction between these two cases. He says, the Ramah is talking about they put out food. What we're talking about, what we do, is we make a suda. Let's read the Shach. She'oisin suda b'layla shalomachem alen hatinik she'koyrin vachnacht. And we call this a vachnacht. Why is it called vachnacht? Because vach means awake. Because there's a minig that the Avi HaBen should stay awake the night before the bris milah to learn Torah. Right, we say Krishma and learn Torah as a shmirah for the Vlad before the bris. So one of the minhagim of the vachnacht is to make a suda. Vachnacht doesn't mean a suda. Vachnacht means to stay up and learn. But one of the things you do when you stay up to learn is to make a suda. It would be like Lamashal, like people stay up on Shavuos. So they would, like somebody would think that the ikar of Leil Shavuos is because you stay up late, so you get hungry, so you go out and you have a snack. So you would think like the avoid of Leil Shavuos is to stay up late to have a snack, to have a coffee. Versteitzach, that's Dvar Metelem. Same thing over here. The ikar is the Vachnacht. The ikar is to stay up and learn Torah. Now, part of staying up is an Indian also to have a suda. I'll go point it back to the Shach. So he says, this that we do the Vachnacht ain't Isser. That's not Osser. So what's the chilek? He says the dafka losa mina meichel ala shulchan ula hanicham kach to put out food and to just leave it there. Also, mishum dahavik aruch lagat shulchan. That's diamond to what people will do for avodah zara. Mistaba the pshat is because if you're putting out food you're not eating it, so who's it for? So presumably there's some kind of avodah involved, and avodah is at least based on what we see over here, it's avodah zara. Because you're putting out the food for the avodah zarah. That's what I would assume is the pshat. But then you should be whatever the pshat is, but l'maisa, that's the point. So if you're putting out the food and you're not eating it, that's aruch lagat shulchan, and that's b'chukasem l'seylechu. Aval besuda, but if you're putting out food and you're actually eating it, you're partaking of the food, ain't iser. So Dr. Shach, that's not us. Okay, so baruch shem nisyachev, the minig ha'olam, those who have this minig to make a suda vachnacht, so there's no problem b'chukasem l'seylechu. Now, what's very interesting is that the Shach does not say it's a mitzvah. He just says ain't iser, it's not osir. And this diuk, the Achrayim make, the Achrayim point out that it's mashma in the Shach, that although there's no iser, but vice versa, it's also not a mitzvah. However, in in the Golgamer Vav from the Neid of Yehuda on this Shach, he says differently. He brings the Gemara on Bava Kama Daf Pei. The Gemara talks about a Yeshua HaBen. What's Yeshua HaBen? So there's a Machalik Tishayim over there, what exactly it's referring to. Taisa says over there from Rabbeinu Tam that it's a Suda that we make when a child is born. We make the Suda to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he was Noisham Mei Imoi. Perhaps it's a Gval Gusakona that he's inside Mei Imoi. How is he going to come out? Shalom, without any tzara. So that's a Gvalag Yeshua that he has, that he's able to come out and be alive. Right, like we know the Gemara says that everything switches when he comes out, right? Niftach Hasasam, and Nistam Hasuach, right? Everything switches in the body. So Mamela, we make a Suda to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. And that's the Rishonim say that's what we make a Shalom Zachar. That's the Suda of a Shalom Zachar. So the Dogma of Ovid says, no, he says, he wants to say, based on this minig, that the Pshat is, this is the Suda of Yeshua HaBen. Yeshua HaBen is not the Shalom Zachar. Yeshua HaBen is this Suda that you make the night before the Bris Milah. He's Mayrach a little bit about it, Ayin Shalom. He brings another Gemara about it, Sanhedrin. Akopanim, that's the Dogma of Ovid. So, like the Dogma of Ovid, for sure, it's the Suda's Mitzvah. It's Taka Mitzvah. That's Mamish the Indian of the Gemara of Yeshua HaBen. But according to the Shtrach, it's Mashmah, it's not Suda's Mitzvah. Now, but Emes, there's really before Shemachleg is about this, whether it's considered a Suda's Mitzvah. So first of all, let's just point out, what's a Nafkamina if it's called a Suda's Mitzvah or not? So there are common Nafkaminas. One Nafkamina is in Shavuot Shachal by Tisha B'Av, like Minik Sfarad, and like Minik Ashkenaz already from Rosh Chodesh, we call the 9 days. So we know that it's also to eat Basar, the Yayin, but by Suda's Mitzvah, it's Mutter. So is this a Suda's Mitzvah? So Bris Milah is for sure a Suda's Mitzvah. Right? That is before Shema Kairos, really. The Gaon brings ready the Pasuk. Then Avraham Avinu made a Suda. Be'igamer les Yitzchak b'nai. Right? It's a Mokar and Chumash for Suda's Mitzvah by Bris Milah. Okay. So that for sure would be Mutter to have Basar. But this Suda of the Vachnacht, is it Mutter to have a Fleishik of Suda in the 9 days? That would be an Afkamina. Another Afkamina is, there's a case in Hilchos Nedarim, Yerodei Simen Reishi Zayin, end of the Simen, the Achrenim talk over there, somebody makes a neder that he's not going to eat Chutz Mi Beisdai unless it's Suda's Mitzvah. Which Betzim it says that a Talmud Chacham should taka do that. Talmud Chacham is not supposed to eat by Suda's if it's not a Suda's Mitzvah. But Akoponim, somebody has such a minog, he made such a neder, is he allowed to eat by a Vachnacht? Other Afkaminas also you could have. So, the Maaseh says, in the Sefer Nachal Shiva, which is really a Sefer about Shtaris and about Nisuin, but it comes in over there in Simen Yud Beis, in his Mechudoshim, Ois Aleph, he brings the Tshuvas Maram Mintz, in Simen Kuftes. How does this come in? Because there was a meaning they used to give Savloinus before the Chasana, they would give Matanas. And when they gave the Matanas, which was the night before the Chasana, they would also make a Suda. It was called the Suda Savloinus. So there's a question whether that Suda is considered a Suda's Mitzvah. So, the Nachal Shiva, they bring to Maram Mintz, that the Suda Safloinis is considered a Suda's Mitzvah. He says, he has Suda B'layla Shalafnei HaBrocha Shanoisnin Safloinis B'Ashkenaz. So he says, that's considered a Suda's Mitzvah. So Zog the Nachal Shiva, V'nirli, Duhu Adin B'Suda Shanoi Gamlasis B'Ashkenaz B'layla Shalafnei HaMila. He says, the same thing, the Suda that we make before the Mila. Shemizamnin HaMail V'Hasandik Shakraim B'Oevim Nirli D'gam Ken Yechoshav L'Suda's Mitzvah. And he brings this halacha that we just mentioned, somebody who doesn't eat chutz mi beisa, if it's not a Suda's Mitzvah, he's allowed to eat by that Suda. So he's Dr. Nachal Shiva. Now, l'chayr, it's really not so clear what was his right from the Maram Mintz. Because Maram Mintz says, V'achar nesinus hasavloinus eichlin, and in the Hago over there in Oisbim Gimel, he says, Ulkach Choshev Haisuda Suda Smitzvah, the Suda Savloinis, the Choshev Haisuda Smitzvah brings Gemara Psalchim that's called the Suda Smitzvah. But Luchart the Mashmois over here is it's Machmas the Nesina Savloinis. The Nesina Savloinis is a Shtikal Mitzvah. So Mamela, the Suda that you're making for it is a Suda Smitzvah. Mashen came by Bris Mila, Mechat Hesa is any Suda Smitzvah. The Bishlav of the Bris Mila Alain Avadar is a Suda Smitzvah, like we said. But the night before, with the Mitzvah. Unless the mitzvah is that they're learning. Okay, but every time you sit and have a Suda because you're learning, that doesn't become a Suda's Mitzvah. So, L'chaira is not klar. And the Magen Avraham already ties this. The Magen Avraham is in Simen Tov Reish Mem, in Hilchos Sukkah, Sifkat in Yud Gimel. He says, I am the Sefer Nachal Shiva, Shekosef Degam HaSuda Shreisim B'Ashkenaz, B'Leil Shulfnei HaMila, is a Suda's Mitzvah, Zog the Magen Avraham, V'enay Mukhrach. Adarabah, Muchach b'mara, Mint, and that Tshuva, the Dafka, Kusha Shaleach, Savloinis, Mikri Halal, Shalach, Obezuz Mitzvah. The Mitzvah is the Shiluach Savloinis. Mashab the Malkam Shain Shalachan Savloinis, Loin Mikri Suz Mitzvah. Him Kane, who Adana, Lila Shalach Nehemila, the Lila Shalach Nehemila, there's no Savloinis, not Shaykh, there's no Mitzvah happening then. The Mitzvah is in the morning by the Bris. So he says, the Magen Avraham comes out that it's not a Suz Mitzvah. As they Zokh, the Magen Avraham and Tofresh Mem. And other Achredim say this also. The Pesachit Shuva in Yeridei, we mentioned Holchus Nedarim, Tzayfim and Reishu Zayin, Sifkot and Tzayin, he brings from the Chavis Yoron Simen Ayin that it's not a Siddhas Mitzvah. Shtukal Arichas about it in the Stechemed, in Chelik Dalid, Marechas Samach, Ois Nun Dalid. He brings this Pesachit Shuva, he brings some Mokhan Avram we just mentioned, he brings some other Makairis, Ayin Sham. And he's actually a Stephen the Magen Avraham, not Negei Vachnacht, but Negei the Suddhas Avloinis. Because we just saw in the Suk and Tafresh Mem, he says that it is considered a Suddhas Mitzvah. Right, that for sure is, right, that's the Mara Mintz. But then in Simon Tafkof Nun Ches, by Yochas Tishabov, it's Negei over there, Lagabi Maitzoy Tishabov, over there he says that it's not a Suddhas Mitzvah. As he's talking to Magen Avraham, Tafkof Nun Ches of Katan Aleph. And the Eli Rab over there also Sefkot and Aleph Taka Yisus as a stira in the Magen Avraham, and he comes out, he paskins like the Magen Avraham that we saw in Hilchos Sukkah, that it is a Suddhas Mitzvah. But Avraham, that's only Suddhas Avloinis, but the Suddhas Vachnacht is the Magen Avraham says is not a Suddhas Mitzvah. And as they paskin to Mishabrura is in Hilchos Tisha B'Av Tavkof Nun Aleph Sefkot and Samach Beis, where the Rama says over here that a Suddhas Bris Milah, like we mentioned before, is a Suddhas Mitzvah, and you can't shech for it. You're allowed to have flesh eggs in the 9 days. So, Akhtar Mishabura also a Pidyon HaBen, but he says Suddhas Oisin Belayla Shalofnei HaMilah ain't a Suddhas Mitzvah. He brings it from the Yad Ephraim, and I think the Yad Ephraim Taka brings it from the Magen Avraham in Chasukah. So that's the halacha, that it is not considered Suddhas Mitzvah, and it's like his Taka Badoyuk in the Shach that we started with, that the Shach says that there's no Isser. So I'll go upon him, we will be Ash of the Minig. It's not a Dover Asim, Mishum Mechuk Yisrayim, Abakin Mitzvah, Yidus Eich.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.